On with the show.
It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo, the Nerds. I'm the Nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
How the hell are you doing today? What's going on? It's Friday.
Yay.
We made it to another Friday, ladies and gentlemen. We are here and we are alive, unfortunately, debatably. What's going on with you? Your eyes are a little watery. What's up?
Man, I'm tired. It's
why,
late.
Why are you so tired? It's not late. It's 8 o'clock.
I know, but it was nighttime, man.
Shit. You all right? You going to be okay to get through this today? You going to need me to carry you?
No, carry me? I don't do anything on Friday.
I know. Friday's your favorite episode of the week, and I have no idea why the hell you love this one so much, but we are going to find out in a little bit. But before we do, what the hell have you been up to?
Oh, I love it.
It's our pal Jay Hall just entered the chat. He says, what's going on? He's hanging out for a little bit. I wonder if he's got his little loaf with him. A fucking giant ass. That's a big cat he's got, man.
I know. It's cute.
You don't want another one, though.
No, I want another one. I just don't want to. No more animals. I'm telling you, after these two are gone, I'm done.
Really?
I've been picking up after animals since I was a teenager, man. I can't anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah, I know. Well, cats are low maintenance. You only got to do that.
They are, but who's going to be doing the litter box? Me.
Yeah, because you like those motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, and if God forbid they get sick, I don't need it. The kids are older now. Like, yeah. I'm done taking care of everybody.
I understand. Well, you know what? The good thing is that once the dogs are gone, knowing our luck, I'm going to be in diapers. You have to change me.
I'm not, like, listen, that is my luck, and I'm not doing it, so.
Oh, yeah, JL's at work right now. Well, you know what, man? I was at work today, and I was pissed off, but you know what? At least we got jobs, you know? At least that's all I'm trying to look at. I'm trying to be positive, because my shit has been really awful lately, but. Have you been watching anything?
No, just catching up on all my shit. I had, like, 7 or 8. Big Brother Canada episodes to watch, so I watched that. That's about it.
How's Cara doing? How's my girl Cara Marie doing? Is she still on the show, or she get voted off the island yet?
No, she's still there. She's still doing good.
Is that one you can get like,
she's not on an island.
From?
What?
Can you be eliminated from that show? Like off?
Yes, that's the whole point.
So they're not gonna let her fucking lose because they're gonna want her back. She's been the main draw, right?
No, there's a handful of people that came back for this season, so although a couple leaks have come out about the season after this, not the All-Star season after this, which I was not very happy with.
Yeah.
Apparently they're bringing in like people from other fucking countries and putting them on that one now, and I'm just like, no, that's not. This is All-Stars. This is supposed to be OGs. These are like the older people, the people that have been gone for a while that you're bringing in. Like, that's what's enjoyable. You're putting these fucking idiots from Argentina and shit on the regular challenge.
Sorry to all the Argentinian listeners out there.
I don't want to see that shit. Like, it's yeah. No. Like, leave it the way
they're
it's
human
been.
Beings, just like the human beings that you're watching.
No,
What's the difference between American human beings and Argentinians?
It's too much. Stick to the way the fuck it was. They keep trying to change it. I don't know why they're changing it. Enough people want to be on the damn show. Why are you pulling from other... And those countries have their own goddamn challenge. Get the fuck off of mine.
Maybe it's cheaper
it's
labor.
It's annoying.
Maybe they're outsourcing your reality shows like they outsource my
like
fucking
it.
Old job.
Listen, see, you got me heated already. Like, yeah, that spoiler came out, and I'm, like, pissed off.
Oh, jeez. Is Cara going to be
anyways,
next season,
this season's
too?
Good. So.
Oh, good. Well, of course she's going to be next season. Same fucking cast every other day, but what else? You been doing anything else?
No. There's nothing to watch, man. There's nothing to fucking watch. There's a few documentaries and stuff that look interesting, like Netflix has a couple and stuff, and I'm not in the mood for it. So I'm adding things to my list. And when I'm in the mood for it, I'll go to it. Like, I am adding to my list. I'm just not in the... I just don't want to watch anything.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting there, too. My list
I'm getting
is...
stuff, like, on in the background.
Yeah.
And not, like, I'm paying attention, but not really. That type of thing.
I'm getting there, too, with them. I'm at that point, man. Like, my fucking list has grown so much. Like, I've got so many things on there to watch now. TV shows, movies. But the thing is, it's like, now I don't have the time to fucking watch this shit. I'm working all the time now. I'm out the house, and it sucks because, like, before, that was my main time to watch shit was, like, during the day when I was working. I just wouldn't pay attention to what the fuck I was doing.
Yeah, you're still watching, what's it, with Courtney Cox there. What the fuck is it? Cougartown.
Oh, you talking about Cougartown? No, I'm done with Cougartown now. That was on the other day. Yeah, I just put it on and just, like, let shit go on in the background. Yeah. You know? Because that's what I've been degenerating to, just basically fucking watching nothing. But I'm going to start watching stuff again. I just got to get this freaking tablet for work configured so I can get stuff on there. Because I tried the other day and I fucked it all up, so I got to try again. I'm not as mad, but I have watched a couple of things. I have watched a show called I'm Sorry, which is Andrea Savage, or Andrea, if you feel spicy, you can call her Andrea. She's a stand-up comedian, probably the only funny fucking female comedian I've ever seen, because they're all pretty fucking, you know, oh, I'm such a slut, I'm such a drunk, okay, bitch. Can we hear some fucking jokes, please? The previous five girls before you said the same fucking joke, you know? Oh, I'm such a whore. I blew some guy in the parking lot. Oh, great. Great. It wasn't me, bitch. Next, you know? But anyway, it was a really good show, and it's got really raunchy comedy. It's like one of those kinds. But she is the person delivering the jokes, and it's a woman, a very attractive woman, which is the weird thing, because she's saying funny shit. And for some reason, this show only lasted 2 seasons. It was only 20 episodes. And they were supposed to have a third season, but something happened, and you know how people are, you know? In Hollywood, they're all fucking fickle and shit, so that show ended, and I was pretty upset about that one. And then I moved over to Veep, which has Elaine from Seinfeld, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, in a very funny show where she's the vice president. And she is a complete moron, clueless idiot, so she probably represents the Democratic Party on the show. And you never see the president, which is just like real life. So, I mean, what the fuck, right? This is like the most realistic show ever. It's actually a pretty funny show, though. I'm enjoying it now. It's only 65 episodes, like 6 or 7 seasons or so. So it's going to be another Schitt's Creek where it's over before it even starts, really.
Are they short episodes?
Yeah.
It's a sitcom?
Yeah, it's a sitcom. It's pretty short and quick. And, you know, pretty funny, actually. There's a lot of funny actors in there. It's a good cast. You might actually like that.
Nah, I'll pass.
Of course, because I like it.
No,
because I like it, you motherfucker.
No, I don't really care for her. I don't.
Yeah. Well, you liked Seinfeld, didn't you?
No. Once in a while, it would be on, like, TBS or something on in the background, but no.
Yeah. Well, that's it, though. Speaking of Biden, did you see the fucking thing where he was talking, it's like 2 days ago or so, he was giving a speech, and he was talking, somehow this came up, I only saw the clip, I didn't see the full speech, but he was talking about how, like, he drives through towns, and he sees Trump signs. And he's like, kids are flipping him off everywhere and saying, fuck you, Biden, and shit. Oh, yeah. He was just talking to the media, and you know how they sit up at the podium and they talk? He was just doing that shit, and he's just talking about how kids are flipping him off. I'm sitting here like, what the fuck? What world are we living in, man? I could have never imagined, like, Ronald Reagan coming out there, even George Bush coming out there, Clinton, for fuck's sake, coming out there and be like, yeah, I drive through town, the kids are all flipping me off wherever I go. The fucking president of the United States be like, yeah, fucking kids hate my guts, is what he's saying. That's not the way you campaign if you want to win an election coming up, you know? Not like I want the piece of shit to win. They'll probably just give it to him anyway. That motherfucker, he's so fucking stupid, man. They keep putting the microphone in front of his face and expecting him not to fall on his damn face. It makes you think, like, he's so fucking dumb. He's like the kind of person that would stare in front of his refrigerator in deep thought, wondering if the light really turns off when he fucking closes the door. That's the kind of shit you would imagine him, like, wasting his time on and not actually, you know, leading the country and whatnot. But, yeah, other than that, I haven't really been doing shit. This fucking working, man. This job. I was talking to you on the phone today during one of my breaks. Cause I called you a couple times today just to, like, fucking vent about shit. And I don't know, man. Like, I was just saying, like, Jay Hill's at work, and I was saying, like, hey, I was at work, too, and I was just really pissed off about it, you know? And it's just, there's something about it, like I was telling you. Something broke inside of me a few years ago where I just can't do this anymore. I can't be in front of people. I just don't like the coworker atmosphere. I don't like people coming over, hey, what's up, man? Like the awkward, I have no interest in that side conversation. I just want to do the job and be left the fuck alone, you know? That's just kind of how I am right now. That's where I am in life. I just don't want to be bothered. That's why working at home was so good for me. Because the only people I see in the house are you guys, and I care about you guys, so I'm not going to get pissed. But if I was, like, in an office, you go into another room, there's fucking people sitting around drinking coffee, talking about last night's fucking TV show. Hey, what's up? They fucking acknowledge you and shit. Hey, I got too fucking drunk last night. Okay, what the fuck? You know? That kind of stuff. It's just, I can't do it anymore. And I don't think I have a fucking small talk bone in my body when it comes to other people. I just don't think I could do it anymore.
You do, though. You don't want to. That's the difference. Because, yeah. Like, if you run into people at the store and turn into a different person, and, like it's weird.
It's
weird. It's not the person I know. Like someone will be like, oh, hey. Because they'll recognize you from whatever store you worked in. And they'll be talking your head off. And, like, you're laughing and joking with them and be like, hey, what's up, man? Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there in the
aisle.
When was
the last time
you
saw that, though?
It hasn't happened recently, but it has happened. And I'll be in the aisle with Jenna.
It's been a long time. Because
I realized it happened at Green Walmart.
Yep, that was a little while ago.
And I'm like, this motherfucker, like, who is that over there talking to? It's just weird.
Jail says they need a support cat. Welcome to ARPA and Alive, who came into the chat. Looks like I missed them. So, hello, how you doing? But no, I don't know. Before, I know what you're talking about. You can hold on to that still. But, like, that was different. That's a different person now. Like, I don't recognize that person. I cannot.
Yeah,
I can't do that anymore. Before, I could do it, play the part, and then back off and just go back to normal me. Now, I can't even turn that switch on anymore. It's like I'm fucking dead inside. I don't know what the hell it is. I'm just,
you were home for too long.
Yeah, and I just, you know, this is who I am. This is it. I just can't do it. And even being out, I was like, maybe I'll get used to it. It's been
maybe
a couple
working
of weeks.
At school.
No, because I don't like kids either.
Overnight.
I like my kids.
Just be a janitor overnight.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I just...
Or draw the lines on the field. Don't they have people that do that?
No, because there's going to be someone that stops and asks for fucking directions. Everyone's going to need directions, and their GPS is going to stop working.
Go mow
the
lawn or something
job.
Where, like, no one bothers you. A grave digger.
Yeah, but you know what?
Good.
The zombie apocalypse comes back. But they don't want brains. They want conversation from me. That's how it would be. I'm telling you, no matter what would happen, it would turn out to be a bad thing.
Can't
for
be
me.
A postal worker because all the animals would follow you.
Yeah, fucking dog just following
be
behind, barking and shit. Fucking cats give me the little headbutt move.
Oh, goodness.
Putting biscuits on the hood of the car when I come out to put mail in the box. I don't know, man. It's just fucking mad. I can't do it anymore. I just can't. I'm fucking broken. So I have to figure this out. I don't know what this is, man. Like, I've been in such a funk. I just don't want to do anything. I don't want to talk to anybody. I'm just fucking, I'm angry, like, almost all the time and depressed. And it's fucking pissing me off. It's really taking a toll on me. Boo fucking who, right? I got a job. There's other people out there that don't. So it's like, I'm grateful for what I have. I just don't want to do it. And I'm actively trying to get myself back to a fucking happy position in life. Because it's gotten so bad, I haven't been watching shit. I don't care to watch anything. I'm turning back into the old me is what's happening. But I can't turn on that charm while I'm working. I'm just bitter, and I don't like it. It's not a good thing. But you know what makes me happy?
Your cookies?
They do, but man, I can't be fucking with those anymore. I'm actually right in the middle of a 48-hour fast right now. I'm 48 hours of a fast right now.
And trust me, people, I keep telling him to eat, and he's refusing to. So.
But I'm good, man. Last time I ate was on Wednesday night.
Ridiculous.
So Thursday was 24 hours. It was like 8:30 Wednesday night. So Friday, and now we're going to be at the 24-hour mark in about 15 minutes. So, or 40, yeah, 2 days. I'm going to see how long I can ride this one out, man, because those cookies are fucking delicious. But they also have carbs in them. So it was like 6 carbs per cookie, ate 3 of them. So it was 18 carbs. So I got to take at least 4 days off of fucking eating. That's how strict I am. I'm bad with it, man. I'm fucking terrible. That's why I say never take my advice or don't do it the way I do it if you want to lose weight. Because I can give people good advice. I just don't follow my own. That's the problem. I can tell you how to do it the healthy way.
Yeah, the way you do it is ridiculous.
It's fucking, it's wrong. That's why I do
you,
it. It's not healthy. Don't
perfect
do it.
Example. Perfect example.
Yeah.
You bought black jeans for this job. You needed black jeans.
Yeah.
And we realized that it's just collecting so much lint. So you needed a different pair. You went and got the khakis, right? And you're texting me saying how freaking big these goddamn things are. And I'm like, well, did you get the right size? And you're like, yes.
Thought I did.
You come, I'm like, well, then that's strange. So then you come home and I'm like, they look fine to me. And I'm like, well, maybe it's because your legs are so skinny. You think they're so big, but they look normal. But then you showed me the waist. And I'm like, that is not the right size.
Fucking A, dude. Like, what the fuck happened to my waist? I mean, I'm not
like,
even.
It's like 5 sizes way too big. Your waist isn't like that anymore.
Your arms are all are like a heroin addict's wet dream. Fucking, I'm just a fucking mess, dude. Can I just die already, please? Oh, man, that's a good one, Jay Hall. He says I'm 2D. That's fucking good, man. That's a good one. I'm like Paper Mario.
Yeah, it's It's so strange. I laugh so hard, though, when you show me, like, the waist of your pants. Like, you have a belt literally holding them up.
Dude, it was brutal.
They were so big, and I'm like, I asked you if they were the right size. You said they were.
I have to be like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman and just go shopping all over again. I need a new belt. It's bad when you got to make holes in your belt. And the fucking holes are fucking going around. You got to make a second row of them now. It's just, whatever, man. It's just ridiculous. But I'm taking a few days off, so we'll see what happens there.
I don't know, man.
I guess I'm just an asshole. And that leads us to your favorite episode of the show. I don't know why. You know what?
No, hold on. Okay. I do have one more complaint.
Okay, you wanted to say hi to Chuck and Craig, who just came into the chat. What's up, gentlemen?
I do have one complaint, and we won't get too much into detail or numbers or anything. But I just found this really interesting. Right? We got, what do you think? 75-80% of this house painted.
Oh yeah. Oh, go ahead. You're gonna get into this.
Like 80% of this house painted. It was only three rooms that we didn't, because we even got the freaking hallway done. It was two small bedrooms and the main bathroom, which is small, not painted. Everything else in this whole goddamn house was painted, and we were quoted a price, and we're like, okay, that's decent, because it's a lot of fuck. It's the whole damn house. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Well, they did such a good job, and I'm like, well, I would like to get the cabinets in the kitchen painted, so they would match a little bit better. They're like that ugly light brown or whatever.
Just a generic brown would do.
But I'm like, a white or a light gray would look good with the color on the wall. Mm-hmm. So we get the guy back out here to do his estimate or whatever. He does his estimate. He leaves and he emails us this fucking outrageous, ridiculous freaking number. And as soon as he sent this number, I burst out laughing. I'm like, there's no fucking way.
Yeah.
They just painted 80% of this house for less than that. And all we want is a few cabinets done. And he's like, well, it's a 2-week job. And I get it. Like, they're standing because they're glossy. And you have to degrease them. Like, I understand the steps that have to go into. I'm not an idiot. I did look it up. There are many steps that have to go into it. I'm just saying, if we get 80% of the fucking house, two coats of paint, plus the freaking baseboards, you're going to tell me that the damn kitchen cabinets cost more than the freaking house?
Either they're trying to rip us off, or we ripped them off the first time, and they were like, they paid how much for all that shit?
They called me, like, two or three times the last couple days, and I refused to answer, because I knew I was going to go off. I'm like, I just voicemail, delete. And then they emailed because they knew I wasn't answering the phone. Mm-hmm. And you shot them an email back.
It's like, you fucking idiots, man. How are you going to charge me? You did, like, you know, like, let's just say, for argument's sake, let's make the numbers really small and easy. Let's say the house is 10 square feet. You painted 7.5 square feet of this 10 square foot house for less than you want to do some tiny cabinets.
Yeah.
$200 more than what we paid for the whole house, just about, damn near.
And the Christ kitchen is small.
Craig says $200, do it yourself with paint and supplies. I mean, but we're useless, so that's the thing.
I probably could, but I don't know what a degreaser is, and I don't want to sit there in sand forever.
Yeah.
That's my thing. We had, like, putty on the walls for, like, God knows how long. Mm-hmm. Listen, people, it's just, no.
You're the worst, man. You can't.
You know what I was thinking? Wallpapering the freaking cabinets. I looked up pictures of that. It actually doesn't look that bad.
I mean, I don't want our house to look like a fucking Christmas present.
We'll find a solution. I'm not paying that goddamn price that they freaking threw. Yeah. Like, I've never seen something so goddamn I said it would be cheaper to get freaking new shit.
Yeah.
Than to have them. Screw you and your stupid estimate. You would think, since we did gave them such a big job last week or whatever the hell when it was, we would have gotten a discount. Apparently, nope, we're going to up it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, I just wanted to get that out. I know you're trying to get into the asshole story, but that pissed me off.
What's going on? JJ just entered the chat. And what we got here, Craig? There's a thing called cobalt oxide. It will melt the old paint off. We use it at work for rust stains on cobblestone. That's a good idea, too. But the problem with us, though, is, like, you're probably supposed to wear gloves with that stuff if you're handling something that can melt paint.
And you probably have to take the doors off, right? You got to take it all apart. Yeah. Like, I don't...
We'd make a mess. God. The dog would lick it up and die. We would... Something bad would happen.
I don't know.
And JJ said they're not here. They're allegedly here. So we don't want to jump to conclusions here.
Yeah, stop calling people out. You don't know what's going on.
Listen, will you let me get to the damn asshole stories already? This is supposed to be your favorite show of the week, and I don't know why it is. Maybe you'll tell me.
It's the last one. My allergies are, like, ridiculous.
Yeah, you're ridiculous.
I can't even breathe.
All right, you asshole. Let's get on into it here. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for banning my parents from a family event because they don't like my brother's wife?
Oh, my God, man. Seriously. People are ridiculous.
So, my little brother is 23. I have another brother that's 20, but this is about the 23-year-old who I'll call Blake. A few months ago, Blake eloped with his girlfriend, Shay. Our parents and my three sisters, Mary, Bee, and Sarah, were livid. Like, unusually angry. I was a little confused, but I spoke to him, and to me it seemed like he and his girlfriend loved each other very much and just made the rash decision to elope in Vegas. What the fuck do people do that?
My sister in Texas did that. She went and got married. Well, they were together for, like, decades, but they went and eloped in Vegas by Elvis. I don't know. It's a thing. People, like, maybe it's a fun thing to do. It's tacky to me. I just wouldn't do it.
I just don't know why you would want to get married in Vegas. Like, why would you go 3 hours to Vegas? Can't you just, like, because all you need is a fucking priest, right? Can't you just go to your local church and be like, hey, can you elope us real quick?
What you need to do is go to the freaking courthouse.
The courthouse, yeah, even better.
Like, you know, I don't know, but people like doing special things for their weddings.
It's about getting fucked up. Can we just be real here? Hey, we can have the honeymoon right across the street from where we fucking get married, man. You just fucking do that, you think?
Yeah. Like, go gamble right afterwards, get drunk, you know?
Yeah, Greg wants to know how long they were together for. Let's find out. Hopefully they stay. We live about 3 hours from Vegas, so it's a popular day trip destination, so they were there for the day and eloped. Like, yeah, it was a little silly, but I don't understand why they're so angry about it. Blake and Shay didn't even tell anyone about their marriage until 2 months later.
Ooh, that's shady. That's shady. What are you hiding? Like, what,
I know.
Were you together for like 2 weeks? Like, what? Why are you hiding everything? That's weird.
It's easy for me to say because our kids are like fucking teenagers still, so we don't got to worry about this. But if it happened, I'd be fucking pissed too. I guess, you know, if I was a parent, I'd be pissed. It's easy for me to say, oh, it's your life. Just let them deal with it. But if it's my kid, like me, motherfucker, what are you doing? What are you thinking, you little idiot? You know, I'd be going nuts. So I get it. They're obviously in love with each other. They live together and split the bills already. They're both sturdy and have very good degrees, and they even have 2 cats. So there you go.
Oh, well, they won me over. They could do whatever they want then.
Mm-mm-mm. I've always said you can't put a timeline on life and love if they want to do marriage earlier than usual. Who cares? My parents have made a point to not invite Shay to any family events since.
Okay, you can't do that. They're married. That's fucked up.
These parents are fucking idiots.
Yeah, you can't exclude the person. That's not right.
This is going to be the mother of your future grandkids, and you're shutting her out of your life, and then you're going to be the ones calling fucking the courts to try to get rights to see your grandkids.
Because what's going
to
happen? The son's going to start getting pissed off, and like he's not going to come around anymore because you're not including his wife. Yeah. Like that, you can't do that.
How would you feel if like you were this girl and they're like, yeah, she can't come, but then like let's say fast forward 3 years, you're having your first baby, and they want to come to the hospital, or they want to be the overbearing grandparents always coming to the house. Now you got the power.
Yeah.
See, people don't think about that shit, man. You always got to sit there and think about these decisions before you actually fucking do something. If you're going to cut someone out of your life, I mean, this is something she'll never forget. She wants to be a part of the family. She married your son. She wants to be a part of it and accepted. And you're making her feel like this. It's going to come around to bite these motherfuckers in the ass. Anyway, they'll call up Blake and say, don't bring your girlfriend. They even refuse to acknowledge the marriage. Blake came the first 2 times they did this, but left very early, and he's always politely declined all invitations since then. See, they've already did the wedge.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried to tell my parents that they are pushing Blake away, and soon they can expect to never hear from him again, but they don't seem to care. They take every opportunity to insult Shay, even though they used to love her before they found out they were married. It's my son's birthday, and I'm planning a big party. I sent the guest list in a family group chat, and my parents saw that Shay was invited. They demanded that she's taken off, but I refused.
I don't like them.
Yeah, this is crazy.
I don't like them at all. Mm-hmm. Like, grow up.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
Exactly. And actually, Craig brings up a great point. Since I understand why the family's pissed, people forget it's not just 2 people, but also 2 families being joined together. So not only are you making an enemy out of her,
Yeah.
Her entire family.
Because you know damn well her parents know.
Yeah.
And her siblings know that you're shunning her.
She talks. I'm sure she
does. This is terrible. Oh my God, that's awful.
And then now they're pushing a son away, and he's only going to go towards her family, and all the events are going to be with her family because they're cool and they're your assholes.
So every Christmas after they have kids, where are they going to go? They're going to go to her family's house.
Are they going to hold this grudge forever, these freaking idiot parents? Are they just going to hold this grudge? But man, we still hate Shay 20 years later. If you missed your grandkids growing up, you missed all these memories because you're a fucking asshole. Just
at
can't
some
sit
point,
back and let your son learn he made a mistake.
You gotta just get over it. Grow up. This is stupid.
I mean, only one of two things are going to happen. Your son's either going to realize he made a mistake and divorce the girl, even though they've been in love. I don't think he did. Or they're going to be happily ever after, and you're going to be on the outside looking in. Kind of like your mom. Perfectly, perfect example right there. Your mom. Perfect. She never met the kids because she's a bitch. Anyway, they were acting in a way that made me suspect they were going to make a scene there, so I banned them. I don't want them to isolate my younger brother, and he hasn't been to any family events since he got married besides the two he left early. They're infuriated. They're threatening to show up anyway and think I have no right to ban them for someone who wasn't part of the family. Everyone thinks I'm overreacting and could have instead warned them to behave and told them they would be removed if they couldn't. They think the ban is nuclear. My parents are demanding an invite and an apology. Am I the asshole?
No. Nope. Not at all.
Mm-mm-mm.
First of all, this is for her son. So she can invite whoever the fuck she wants.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be pissed off at her. This is for her kid. I mean, she doesn't want family drama there, and she gets along with her new sister-in-law. Let her freaking invite her.
Yeah, I just
like,
don't
screw
get it.
That. Like, good for her for, like, being an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And not, like, ignoring this poor girl. Like, I don't... Screw the parents, man.
I just
this would drive
never,
me insane.
As a parent, I could never imagine drawing such a harsh line in the sand.
I understand being upset, but at some point you got to get over it because they're guess what, they're married now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way it is, so you know, shut the fuck up and deal with it. Like, I don't understand. I would never cut my kids out of my life because I didn't approve of who the fuck they were with. It's just not going to happen. And well, unless it's like a fucking axe murderer or something. I mean, there's certain things. Can't be crazy, but, like, I'm not gonna, like, give me a break. You're upset. Like, okay, maybe have a small conversation and then drop it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Time to grow up. Okay, she's obviously part of the family now, so, you know, you can't, come on, don't be stupid.
Yeah, because you know they're gonna go there with a chip on their shoulder. They're gonna be in the back.
And it's already gone on for an amount of time that this woman knows.
Yeah, she knows. She's gonna be standoffish.
Right,
not gonna make
and she's
to
not
each
gonna
other.
Feel comfortable, even when... The parents finally do get over it. She's not going to feel comfortable coming over to family cookouts or anything because they've already shunned her.
Yeah.
Like, this is a huge mess.
Yeah. I mean, this could be repaired if the parents are like, hey, like, they pull her aside to take her out to lunch or something and be like, hey, we're sorry we gave you a bad rap. We're just in shock.
Yeah, they're going to have to
be
do some serious fucking ass-kissing.
This can be fixed.
Oh,
this can definitely be fixed. Like, because I would be the one that said something stupid and I'd be like, hey, can you just fucking make this right and I'll be a good boy from now on. Because you don't want this to end any kind of future relationship with anything that may or may not happen with grandkids or whatnot. But not the asshole.
No, not at
all.
Right.
Nice and easy.
Good for her.
Here's an interesting one for you. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for ignoring my husband during our flight when he expressed anxiety over flying?
Oh God, he must be dramatic.
I mean, it sounds like you're an asshole, doesn't it, by the title alone?
No, because it's like, okay, man, it's just shut up. It's 2 hours.
It's a scary thing. I mean,
well,
I've flown.
Well, then why
you want a plane? I've flown. I'm like, I don't care.
I don't have patience, man.
Yeah, I can put fear aside to do something if I need to do it. Like,
I can't sit there, though, for like 2, 4, 6 hours and listen to someone just like the whole time. I would lose my mind. I don't care who it is. I would lose it. I would need to, like, switch seats or something. Like, dude, seriously, calm the fuck down. We're fine.
Yeah.
No. It would be a really bad flight for me. I would be so pissed off when we got off.
Plus, we're saying parts are falling off the planes these days. Like they're, like, Craig's
I know.
Saying,
what is
yeah.
that? The last, like, 6 months.
The
like,
door flew open, right?
Yeah. No, not just that. Like, the one of the wings, one of the pieces flew off the wing.
Mm-hmm.
The one of them caught on fire. Like, so many things. Like, what is happening?
Well, they're downright trying to kill us now. But they're like, enough people didn't die from the vaccine. Let's start building their plane shittier to kill them.
God. It's like, are they not checking? Like, I don't understand.
Engine cowling, Craig. Craig's a smart person, man. He knows a lot of shit. He knew about that paint stripper stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you're near the area. I fucking hire you to come fucking fix some shit around the house because we're useless, man. But yeah, here we go. So I'm 33 years old. I'm recently married with my husband, and we took a 3-hour flight to Mexico for a honeymoon. I fly a lot for my job, so I've racked up a lot of miles. My husband is not a big fan of flying, though he has gotten better and tends to just hold my hand and close his eyes during takeoff and landing.
There you go. And take something to pass out.
That's cute.
You know?
Yeah, take yourself a binoid pill and use code NERD to save 10% on any order.
Yeah, it's only 3 hours. Like, just knock yourself out.
I don't know, man. This is a...
Order a drink. Are they allowing alcohol on planes now? They have to.
Dude, people get shit-faced before they even get on the flight now.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, come on. There's things you can do.
All right, so when I booked our flights, I requested to use my points if I upgrade to business class, if that becomes available. They made it clear I only wanted this upgrade if 2 seats become available, and then basically forgot about it. Okay. I know what happened here. So then comes the day of our flight. I was so excited for this trip. I checked this in online. All was going well. And then we go to board the person scanning boarding passes. They stopped us. She says it seems that my husband was upgraded to business class, but only him, and asks if that's okay. I immediately say no. We were on our honeymoon and would like to stay together. But then my husband jumps in and says, no, it's fine. I'll go to business class.
Oh, God. So he's up there by himself freaking out. He has no hand to hold.
What's the difference, man? Does he get more leg room? They give you, like top shelf beer or some shit? Is that what it is?
I don't know. What's the difference between first class business? Coach sucks. Right? That's all I've ever freaking flown in. It's like the shitty part of the freaking plane.
It's like you're walking through the United Nations as you go from the cheapest seats to the most expensive.
I've never seen the nice seats on the plane, ever.
Holy shit. So why would he want to be separated if he's a scaredy cat? Well,
maybe they hit some turbulence or something.
Oh, yeah. So he's got confirmation from the chat. More room, better snacks and drinks. Yeah, so we kind of think.
Better snacks.
No, it's fine. I'll go to business class. So he said he's going to do it. He deserves a chance to experience it. So I was okay with it at first. I saw that we're holding up the line. So I feel like I just need to agree and get on the plane. I was a little pissed off, and that is an understatement. He's all smiles, taking a seat. And then I go back to my seat where they sit me next to an old lady with a baby on her lap, where my husband should be sitting.
That's true. These are her points.
Yeah.
So I get the frustration.
I mean, maybe the husband should have been
this
like,
is
hey,
the honeymoon. Yeah.
Give her the seat with the baby, piss off all the people in the more expensive seats, and sit with your wife.
Like, this is their honeymoon, so he's up there living in luxury.
Within maybe 5 to 10 minutes of sitting there trying to hold back tears because my husband left me alone in our flight during our honeymoon, and used my points to upgrade his ride nonetheless.
Ew.
He starts to text me saying he feels anxiety over flying.
Oh my God.
I mean, I have anxiety because he's texting on his phone unless they fix that. Remember before you weren't supposed to have it on? That's why they have airplane mode in your phones. I ignore the text and stop looking at my phone. Then maybe an hour after we're in the air, he comes to the back of the plane to find me.
Oh, my God.
Offers me half of his business class breakfast and asks me why I'm ignoring him. So she's fucking sitting there crying her eyes out. She's probably going, like, sniffling. Everyone around's gossiping. They're like, what the fuck's wrong with this bitch? Why is he crying? And then you got this idiot coming out with half a Subway sandwich and fucking ketchup on his shirt. Honey, you want this?
Oh, my God.
Looking at her. She's already upset. Now she's embarrassed. And this asshole's coming back with fucking food. What a piece of shit. Half. Not even like, here, I saved you a piece of bacon and half a sausage and one pancake. What the fuck with this guy, man? I thought he was so scared. What the fuck? He's in here having the time of his life walking through the... You're not supposed to walk around unless you're going to the bathroom. This guy just fucking... Just made it his.
So he's not too terrified.
What a bastard. I told him maybe he should have thought about this all before leaving me alone before our honeymoon even began. He got angry and told me that this may be the only time he gets to fly business, and he was giving me half his breakfast to make up for it.
Oh, God. This marriage started off great.
This guy's a fucking... She's like, I should have listened to my fucking
dad. Can you imagine his honeymoon?
Yeah.
There had to have been a massive argument.
Oh, my God.
For, days.
Do you think he got laid at all?
I don't know.
He got nothing.
I don't think so. And I hope she upgraded to freaking first class on the way home.
I hope she upgraded to a better fucking husband after this shit. Jeez. So he was pissed off. He said that I should be more supportive of his genuine fear. I rolled my eyes in response, sarcastically said thanks, and let him go back to his seat. When we landed, I tried to just move on and forget about it so we can enjoy our honeymoon. So she's still... Sucked it up. But he guilt tripped me about not comforting him via text before takeoff, and now I'm wondering if I'm being unreasonable and should have let him enjoy his time.
No! This dude is, like, clueless, man.
Dude.
He's so clueless.
Yeah. I don't think he's clueless, because he knows what he's doing. He's been doing this to her for years, man. There's no way this is the first time he's ever done something so fucking selfish to her that she's like, I'm just gonna fucking, well, we're on our honeymoon. He made me sit and eat fucking dog food outside, man, because there wasn't enough pizza to go around.
Oh my god, man. I don't think she's an asshole at all for getting upset. Like, this would aggravate me too. Yeah. These were her points. Why did he get upgraded?
You know what? She probably just clicked on the apply points button and it just went to his somehow.
But that's so... That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been
And I guarantee
years.
That she, if it went to her, she would have said, no, that's okay. I'm going to stay with my husband. Mm-hmm. Because I know that he's got anxiety. We just got married. We're on our honeymoon. She would have stayed. But he's like, yeah, I'll take it. It just fucking took off. And then text her the whole damn flight. No, I would be so pissed off. I would be so mad.
You know what she should do? She should get off that plane to Mexico and drive over to the fucking nearest Home Depot and find herself a fucking Ricky Martin to take to the hotel. Well, he's gay. I mean, a non-gay version. She should cheat on him is what I'm saying here, man. Get rid of this motherfucker. And he, you know, the kind of guy he is, he'd probably sit there and fucking watch because he sounds like a real bitch of a human being. Not the asshole.
No, 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 not at all. I'm on her side.
But yeah, I mean, how could he not be?
God.
All right, here we go. Let's check this one out. So we have to get ourselves an asshole here. So far, that's two not the assholes.
Well,
right?
Don't go intentionally looking for one.
Oh, I'm not. Here we go. So this is gonna be a tough one. Am I the asshole for firmly telling my mom that my daughter will never be named after her daughter?
Telling your so after your sister?
Let's find out. It sounds like it.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're telling your mom you're not gonna name your daughter after her daughter, that's your sister.
Yeah, so...
So why are you wording weird?
Maybe they had a bad relationship. Let's see. Before I was born, my parents had a daughter, my sister. She died when she was 2 while my mom was pregnant with me. Oh.
Oh, that's terrible.
Ever since her death, my mom has been stuck in grief and has been unable to move on in a healthy way. My dad bailed when I was a baby. And the relationship with my mom was rough. Growing up, I heard all about the sister who died before I was born. She was fucking 2. What the fuck did she... Oh, man, she used to watch those cartoons. Boy, did she cry great. I mean, what the fuck, you know? Like,
yeah, but...
What are you going to say? They don't do much. 2?
Well, that's when they start getting, like, a little personality. They start running around and they're laughing and, like, you know, two-year-olds are freaking... When they're not throwing a tantrum, they're cute.
Yeah. But if this kid wasn't dead and she talked about her all the time, it'd be fucking annoying really quick. So I can understand why this... You know, sister, sibling, or whatever that never met her would be like, all right, this is...
Oh, yeah, obviously, we're hearing it all the freaking time.
Yeah.
That's a situation.
Because, like, you've known people, I'm sure, in life that always talk about their kids, and you're like, will you shut the fuck up? You think it's, like, that level of annoying here?
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
I've seen that on, like, TV and stuff, but, like, my people don't really tend to do that. I wish my sister would more. To be honest
I know.
With you.
Me too.
Like, God damn it. I want more babies. I have to live through you. Send me all the shit that you can. Yeah. Give me all the pictures and videos. Please.
You know, I think that's why I've been so pissed off lately. I haven't seen any baby boy stuff going on. So growing up, I heard all about the sister who died before I was born. My mom would have us in extreme mourning on her anniversary. My sister's birthday and the anniversary of the day she found out she was pregnant. She'd pulled me out of school and I couldn't do anything those days. We didn't celebrate Christmas either because Mom said there was nothing worth celebrating without her.
Okay, this is going too far. She needed counseling. She needed help, this mom.
I'm surprised this mom didn't off herself. It sounds like a real... She took this. I mean, who wouldn't? But
that's a tough thing to go... I can't even imagine. But, like, she needed help. Like, seriously, if you're, like, canceling Christmas for your other kid and stuff, like, you can't... You're pulling her from school to mourn... This kid, like, she needed serious help. And that's sad. That sucks.
God forbid, you know, anything were to happen to one of the kids. You can't...
You can't...
Not let the other one have a life either, you know? You mourn and you have to move on. It sucks.
And she had no help because the dad took off. So he was in mourning, right?
Of course he did.
He lost a kid. He was in mourning, so he left.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't give a fuck about this baby that was born.
Nah, I think he did, maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
It doesn't say he came back. He took off.
Well, the baby's gone. I guess looking at her would be a reminder. It's better
yeah,
to split
this
at that
is
point.
Terrible. This poor person.
Yeah. My mom would get upset if I wanted to celebrate my own birthday. Didn't she throw parties and have photos of my sister displayed around the house and yard for everyone in attendance to see her? She told me it was also a way for me to have my sister at my birthday parties. Whenever I had friends over, she would talk an obsessive amount about my sister. She made them so uncomfortable, I started dating my wife as a teenager, and I did my best to keep her away from Mom. The first time they met Mom, she talked about my sister the whole time. Showed off her baby pictures and home movies of her and spoke nothing about me. My wife asked what I was like as a baby and asked to see photos of me, but Mom couldn't stop talking about her most precious little girl.
I wonder if he was a girl, if she would be the same. You think?
I don't know.
Or if she had another daughter, it would have replaced the one that she lost. Like, this sucks.
You can't replace one.
Well, no, I'm saying, well, she's in so much grief that she can't even freaking have a goddamn birthday party for her kid. Like, that's terrible. I don't like this mom.
It's fucked up.
It's terrible. She needs help. Like, someone needs to give her some fucking Xanax or something. Something needs to happen. Like,
there
this
are
is
levels
not good.
To grief, though. I mean, some people
not
grief
for
them.
This many
some,
years.
Some do. Some can't. I mean, it's just a fucking. It's a kid, man. That's.
Yeah, but you also have another one. You have to like.
Yeah,
pull your pants up and like you know move on.
I would definitely be depressed for the rest. This I mean, it would be a depression. I would never snap out of, but I would still.
Right, this kid doesn't have a dad. All he has is you, and you
got to be there for the other one.
Being there,
yeah,
this is terrible.
So just think how much of a helicopter mom Eve became over Seth after Cain killed Abel. Shit, yeah, I like going biblical on my ass. I like it. I like the reference.
Didn't understand any of that
because you're going to hell unless I can save you. You got to start praying, damn it.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Well, you know what? It means I'll be a bachelor up in heaven.
Listen,
that means I'll be single and looking.
Listen, because apparently you don't have to until you're like 70, 80 years old. And then you start hanging like crucifixes on the wall
that's
and
what
shit.
They do, man.
And then and you start going to bingo and like, you know, you find God and then you're okay.
That's the truth. It is. That's what
so
they
that's
do.
My plan. Yeah. I'm living life now. And then in 40 years... Mm-hmm. I'll go and buy some shit and hang it on the wall and I'll be good.
Or to say the prayer before your eyes shut for the last time. When I moved out of my mom's house, our relationship strained more because I refused to stop my life in those 3 days anymore and I also started to celebrate Christmas.
Good
mom was pissed. She yelled at me over the phone that I was a monster and how I can care so little about my sister being dead. She went off on me. We didn't spend that Christmas together. We were also very low contact for a few years and then she reached out to me finally and we talked. I told her how she needed to get help because I could not live like that anymore and I couldn't live like feeling like I didn't matter to her anymore. She apologized and promised she'd be better and she was, until now. My wife and I are expecting a baby girl and a few days ago my mom declared that she couldn't wait to meet baby Ella.
No.
That's the sister's name.
Yep.
Told her we weren't using the name and mom freaked. She just couldn't believe how I could possibly have a little girl and not name her after my sister. She told me Ella deserved to be honored and remembered, and how could I do this to her and to my sister? And where was the love for? I told her to stop. Now she doesn't talk to me again. And I'm regretting that she won't be a part of my daughter's life. Am I the asshole?
Nope. Nope. And you know what, dude? It's not your problem.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, in like, very shitty situation that this poor two-year-old passed away. Like, that sucks. But this guy has never even met her and spent his whole childhood mourning this person he never even freaking met. Couldn't celebrate Christmas or anything. Why in the hell would he name his daughter after her?
Yeah, I don't get it.
I wouldn't even put the middle name as Ella because the mother is just going to call her Ella and that period, that's it.
Yeah.
Like, nope, get a... far away from that, and that sucks that you have to do that, but this mom has gone like crazy beans,
mm-hmm.
and it has lost it. So just stay the hell away from that name. I wouldn't do it either.
I have a lot of sympathy for the mom, and I would like if they could
She needs help.
Some sort of a
she needs
compromise.
Like serious, serious fucking help here. Like, I don't know.
This sounds like an origin story for a great horror movie villain, like that she lost her daughter years ago. Now everyone who comes to the house, she dresses up as Ella.
But would she, is she going to think that this grandbaby is, her reincarnated because it's a bait?
Maybe she's trying to steal the fucking baby. She'll dress it up like Ellie's in all the old baby clothes. She'll start calling it Ellen breastfeeding with her saggy old dusty tits.
What is the hand that rocks the cradle?
Hey, hand that rocks the cradle. It's a little dusty titties, man.
Oh, my God. No, I'm on this. Not an asshole. This is, you have to.
All right, Grace, another great point from Craig. She's passed from grief to mild psychosis.
Yeah, it's just weird. She didn't get that help back then, and she's still not over it.
Yeah.
So, it's just progressively getting worse. And I really do think if you named that kid Ella in any way, middle name, first name, whatever, it's on.
Mm-hmm.
It's over. Yeah.
It's over. She'll always be at the house. She'll always want that baby.
And that sucks. You can't even use that name.
And I'm not even mad at the mom. It's just, people handle shit differently. I know it would tear me apart. I mean, I've been depressed, deeply depressed. You know how bad it's been. That would be something I can't even fathom how bad it would be. So I feel for the mom.
It would be terrible. I can't even imagine. Yeah, I can't even fucking imagine.
She just focused it all and didn't give any to anybody else. Any of her attention or love or anything.
Oh, my God.
It sucks.
I can't even imagine.
You think he's the asshole, though, for not even trying to compromise at all?
No, there's no compromise. There's no compromise. She needs help.
I get it. No, I'm with you.
Mm-mm.
I feel bad. That's why I kind of want to lean towards, maybe he could have been an asshole somehow, but he's not.
No, I do feel bad for her. Sucks. It's not I don't know. I do feel terrible for her, but, no, he needs to. Oh, my God, man. No. Jesus.
Am I the asshole for telling my daughter's boyfriend that he has 30 days to move out of my house?
Oh, he must be a real loser.
So I'm 50, my daughter's 21, and her boyfriend's 24. We've all been living in this house. They've been living rent utility free since 2021. They have zero living expenses, literally. They're also completely off the grid. He works for me. He gets 40 hours a week, and I give him rides to and from work. He's a huge gamer, so all of his internet is paid for. He bought a car that doesn't run, has a project which he took a loan out for $9,000. He also has a $12,000 computer rig.
What the fuck?
Dude, you can buy a decent gaming computer for $2,000.
$12,000 computer?
Yeah.
I understand gaming, but that's how expensive they get? What the fuck does it do?
Yeah.
What does it do? Is it does the game come into your room? $12,000? It better fucking do something.
Seriously, it's ridiculous amount of money.
Am I in the game? Does the computer suck me in so I can actually be inside the game?
Great point. First month's rent security deposit. You tell them to sell that computer and get the fuck out.
$12,000 for a gaming computer?
Ridiculous.
I understand. People take it seriously. Especially if they're making money. Right? Some people actually play games and they make money.
But he's not even
he's not
streaming.
Doing that.
He's not making money.
Yeah, so what in the hell? What is he playing?
Nothing that's paying him anywhere near the amount that he put into this bullshit, man. Oh, JJ had to bring up a very sore moment for me. He says, "Nerd, still getting over Monica." I am. You were actually
dead for a while.
You were actually trying to. Well, we'll get into that at the end. But you were trying to make me buy another Monica today.
Because what happened, man? I keep getting called the fuck back in here. So go find a Rachel. Go find
I need a dinner bell. Ding, 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 ding.
Go find something. Shit.
That's what I need, a dinner bell. When I'm sick, I'll just lay in the bed and ring the bell.
Because she died, and then what happens? Hey, you want to come in here for a second? Oh, my God. It's not a second. It's fucking 45 minutes, but fine.
Well, geez. There you go. You couldn't have said an hour and a half, made me feel like a real champ.
What?
45 minutes is good, and right? That's pretty good.
I just 30 seconds is great. Can we aim for that?
What set me off was he argues about everything. I forgot what the fuck we're talking about. I have a work project that my team is responsible for. I asked for volunteers. The lead came up one short, so we asked my daughter's boyfriend. He, of course, said no. He didn't need overtime. I about lost it. I held it together, but at the end of the night, I just left him there at work. I decided I was done with him. His favorite phrase is not my problem, so I childishly adopted that for anything to do with him. When I got home, I told my daughter he has 30 days to move out. She can go with him or stay. There's no ill will for her either way, and she will always be welcome in my home. But But in 3 years of freeloading, I estimate they should have at least $30,000 saved up.
Damn.
I know how much he makes and how much she makes. I thought I was taking care of them, giving him some time to build up a savings. Now, I may be the asshole because I'm taking him out with short notice and he has no savings, but I'm going with not my problem. Am I an asshole?
Why was she mad? Because he's gaming?
Well, because they've been there.
They're freeloading. I understand that. But, like, what was the straw that broke the camel's back?
He was asked to help out at work, and he said, no.
And he said, no.
I don't need the overtime.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, 30 days, I don't know if that's much of a warning.
Can you imagine 3 years without paying a dime for rent? How much money we'd have saved up right now?
Yeah.
We don't have to pay mortgage anymore.
I know.
Car,
but like,
nothing.
But the thing is, I kind of blame her, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, she knows how her dad is. She's been his daughter for as long as she's been alive, obviously. She knows how her dad is, and she knows this
or
boyfriend.
Him. Okay, this is the dad. Yeah. I blame him.
You blame
That's
him?
That's who I blame. You let this dude come in. They are both in their 20s. Mm-hmm. Rent free. And not pay anything. So, obviously, they're going to go and just party and just spend their money on whatever the fuck they want, whether it's new clothes or a fucking computer or whatever, because there are no expectations to contribute to anything.
Yeah.
You think they're saving to be able to get their own place, but that was never stated. So, I blame the dad.
Yeah.
I do. That's the way I see it. Because you allowed that to happen. And then now you're only giving them 30 days to come up with money to find someplace else to live. And that's not enough time. Mm-hmm. This is I don't know. I see it as the dad's fault. This is their fault.
It's definitely the dad's fault because he encouraged it for this long and let
it
go down.
For 3 years, you didn't ask for a penny. You didn't ask for help with the phone bill. You didn't ask for help with the freaking mortgage or the electricity.
Yeah.
You asked for no freaking help. Whose fault is that? That is yours.
Yeah, there's a lot that sucks with this because the dad's the asshole here. Even though the guy's freeloading, you let it happen for 3 years. You can't just change your mind overnight that you don't want them freeloading
and then,
anymore.
Boom. As of today, you have 30 days. Like, whoa, wait a minute. There's no warning. I can't save up enough money
exactly.
in 30 days.
Exactly. Like, dude, you let me live rent-free like a fuck. So I thought it was just cool, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, the guy's a loser, fucking boyfriend. The daughter's a loser. The fucking boyfriend's a loser. And the dad's a loser for letting them be losers in his house. You're not supposed to have unproductive people. He's setting them up for failure. I understand 2020 was COVID and all the bullshit the government forced people to fucking lose their jobs if they didn't get that poison shot.
And even if you didn't want to charge your daughter.
Yeah.
When it was suggested that this guy move in, her boyfriend, rules should have been placed.
Mm-hmm.
He can move in if he puts this much toward, you know, contributing.
Yeah.
And he's saving up to get the hell out.
Why
like,
can't
this
you guys
isn't
move
like
in with
an
his
end
parents?
Game.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't like forever. This is what's going to happen. Because
right.
I understand not charging your kid for a certain amount of time. You know, when they get it to a certain, like, 25, 26, like, okay, start doing something
here. You're going to start fucking doing something?
Like,
shit, I don't want to work forever, you know? Like, you know?
But, like, a boyfriend comes in or something, and they got a good job? Like, okay, there's going to be rules then. You're not just going to freeload. This guy's an asshole.
He is an asshole. Like, maybe he should have done something else. Like, maybe this is just, like, a good practice. If you're in this situation and you're a parent, maybe you should be like, all right, give me $500 a month or whatever number you agree upon.
Right. It
take
could be
half of it.
It could be a low amount.
Yeah, like, take half of it for yourself to pay the bills and whatnot and for food for him. And then take the other half and maybe put it in a savings account and then give it to your daughter when she's ready. Like, I was charging you this much. I took half and put it in an account. Here, take this. This is yours. And get the fuck out.
See, that's even a good idea.
Do something nice for them. Because, like, you know these kids are irresponsible. Maybe you take money from them and show them what it's like. Hey, you could have done this yourselves. Now, take your money and get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
He only gave them 30 days. These people have no idea what they're doing. They're irresponsible idiots that he helped create these idiots.
They need way more time. That I don't think that's enough. No one can save that amount of money in 30 days. They just can't with no fucking warning.
Yeah.
I guarantee they're buying, like, new shoes and, like, going out to dinner, like, with no care in the world because you haven't warned them.
Yeah.
There's an end date here.
He's a pushover
because
he let it go down this long.
Yeah, this is the dad's fault. He's an asshole.
And I don't think they're going to be kicked out in 30 days. It'll be, like, 2 or 3 weeks and it'll just be forgotten about. You should have sold that damn computer, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right, Craig.
Oh, I agree. I would love to see a $12,000 computer. What the fuck does it do? It has to talk to you. It has to, like, you know, it's got to be amazing for someone to have $12,000 put into that damn thing.
It does the same shit this one does, except for it's not as pretty, the fucking graphics on this
thing. Does it light up? What color is it? Like, does it have strobe lights? Like, what is going on?
Get the fuck out of here. I understand. I know we're going to get attacked by the gaming community, but who cares, man? I mean, You spend $12,000 and in 6 months you're going to have to buy another part because the new game that came out is better than the piece of shit you got now, you know? And it's just not, it's not a worthy investment.
Yeah, but you could play World of Warcraft on our computer, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm talking, these people that are buying these systems aren't playing World of Warcraft. They're playing Crysis.
What is that? See, I don't know these big games.
That was a game that came out years ago, but that was the game that was killing computers at one point. It was just like, it was such high power for the time.
Okay, so you need a computer like that. Yeah. Okay, see, I don't know.
This computer ain't playing a PlayStation 5 game. You have to upgrade the parts, and that's how these people, if you're a computer gamer, you better have money.
Okay,
you
gotta
constantly update that bullshit.
Okay.
But yeah. So, asshole, we're going to agree on that one?
Oh, for sure. It's his own damn fault.
Exactly.
I
agree with you here.
That's it.
And it's almost been an hour here, which Woo-hoo! Means this next one here is going to be your favorite one.
This hour went quick.
It did go quick.
Why does time fly so much?
Time flies because I got to go to work tomorrow. That's why. If I had off, you know what would happen? They would go slow as shit. Yeah, I don't fucking know. It's life sucks. All right, so I'm going to give you a choice here on the final one.
Okay.
You're going to pick whichever one you like here, and the other ones will be used on the shows next week, Monday and Wednesday. All right. Your choices are, am I the asshole for telling my unemployed friend he can't tag along on a road trip? Sounds like a movie script there, like The Hangover. Isn't that what it was, The Hangover?
Weren't unemployed, but it was like a road trip. What was it? No, there was a movie called Road Trip, wasn't there?
Yeah,
that
Tom
hilarious
Green.
Freaking! I loved that movie. Right, there was one that was called with Tom Green.
Tom Green, that nerd kid who had sex with a black chick with a giant fucking
bra. Hysterical.
Yeah,
loved that movie.
Yeah,
I've never been on a road trip. That would be fun.
Yeah, you were, son of a bitch. We fucking drove down here.
I don't consider that a road trip because we didn't really like stop and like see the sights. Not that there's anything to see.
Well, we stayed in a hotel that we probably could have died in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I almost died in. I'm never staying in a hotel. The last two times I stayed in a hotel, I had fucking weird shit happen.
That's very true.
All right, the other one is, am I the asshole for telling my dad I judge his actions more harshly now that I'm a widowed parent too?
Oh, God, that's depressing.
Am I the asshole for refusing to co-parent my nieces on vacation? Or am I the asshole for not mowing my neighbor's yard?
Oh, God. I like the last two.
Pick one. Which one? Yard, or do you want to have the co-parenting my nieces on vacation?
The nieces on vacation, because this would... Yeah. Although, you know what? I would steal my nephew and be like, I'll watch him.
You don't know the ages of these kids yet, so we'll see.
Yeah, as long as it's a baby.
After a certain amount of time, it's like, get your fucking kid away from me.
I will agree. Toddler and under.
Yeah.
I will take that baby and watch them 24/7. You start getting into like 6, 7, 8, like no, you can hold on to them.
Yeah. Yeah, once they're just not adorable anymore and they start like asking questions and shit, that's when you're like, okay, no.
Why is that? What is that? What do you no.
It's like, do I have expert tattooed on my fucking forehead just cuz I'm taller than you? I don't know shit either, kid. I'm about to ask you a question. All right, let's figure it out. So my sister and I are both 35. We plan to take my nieces, age 9 and 11.
Yep, nope.
To a major theme park and resort out of our country. We are sharing it. Now, that could be key. Out of the country. That could be key.
It could be Disneyland, like in Japan or something.
Well, if you're going out the country, you're going to need an extra set of eyes. You have to be super cautious when you're out. So maybe that's what lady is an asshole. We're sharing a room and plan to do the same sort of attractions each day. I love my nieces, but they struggle with eating sometimes when they get really hungry and have tantrums.
Tantrums at 11?
9 and 11? I mean, if they're hungry, I get it, you're hungry, but I don't know. My sister was supposed to pack a bunch of snack options for them that they tried at home. The older niece has issues with textures, so it's hard to find safe foods that she will eat consistently. You know, I just heard that the other day from someone who said that their kid couldn't play with Play-Doh.
Because of the texture?
And they were, like, vomiting and shit. Like, yeah. Getting super fucking sick. Like, mashed potatoes, they couldn't... I mean, it was just, like, revolting to them. I don't know what it is. And meat.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I couldn't eat fucking meat for, like, 2 years, remember? Beef. It's been a long time since we grilled out. And then I just got some, like, a month ago. Just, like a small piece of beef just to see if I can eat it again. And I was able to hold it down. But I was gagging a little bit. So I don't know what the hell it is. Like, something about it. And I love steaks.
Some people can't eat certain things. Like, Jenna. She wants ice cream.
Yeah.
But she can't eat it until it's melted.
Mm.
Like, she will sit there and just play with it mm-hmm. until it is melted. She yeah. doesn't like it when it's super, super cold. And God forbid there's freaking ice in her goddamn cup.
Mm-hmm.
She does not like that. I understand. Like, certain people do have, like, certain things that they can't... I don't know. But...
So it's not the hotel that was featured in The Shining caught on fire yesterday.
Never saw it.
You never saw The Shining? How the fucking that was a good one. I haven't seen it in years. It's been a long time. I might even
is that the one with the twins and Jack Nicholson?
Yeah,
you got it. You always see those memes. I've never seen that movie.
I don't know how the hell you never see it. It's one of the great movies right there. But speaking of fire, though, that dude set himself on fire in front of the Trump court arraignment today or some shit. You see that one?
No, I don't pay attention to this
crap. I was just scrolling around at work, and I pull up one of the websites, because someone's like, hey, they lit themselves on fire in New York. I'm like, immediately, I put it on. Yeah, some dude, he lit himself on fire. I don't think they've gotten, since, at least as of this recording, the reason why he did it. Was he against tyranny or some shit? It's like someone found an Instagram page of his. I didn't look any further in that, because, I mean...
Did he have, like, that fire gel or anything on him?
Yeah.
Or did he really want to burn himself?
I people are fucking stupid, man. I mean, you're going to light yourself on
people
fire.
People are nuts.
Or some bullshit that has nothing to do with you.
And that's not going to... You lighting yourself on fire isn't going to change.
Yeah. Anything. You just stole the words out of their mouth. It's not going
to
change anything.
It's literally not going to do a damn thing. So all you did was fuck yourself up.
Yeah.
If not kill you. I don't know. I didn't see the article. I don't know what happened to this person.
He'll probably die. He had pretty bad burns. It was graphic, the video.
Like, what do you think that... Okay, so now everyone's talking about you being an idiot, is basically what's happening.
So wait, he dumped gasoline on himself after tossing flyers in the air with a Substack link on them. That's from Craig.
This Craig person's very smart.
Very knows their shit.
Like, what the hell is happening?
I think Sherry might lose her job.
Seriously, I think we need to hire this dude.
Yeah, Sherry, you're fucking... No, we can't.
He's, like, correcting all our shit. He's, like, letting us all the details.
Well, let me ask you this. So what's the point of having... Because I'm assuming the Substack link is his. So he must have completed...
I don't know what a Substack link is.
It's a link of stacks that are subs, so they're small. You know what I mean? They're submarine sandwiches. They go underwater.
Oh, subs would be really good.
No, I think Substack is a link where you go there, you just, like, read information and whatnot. So this guy, obviously... Must have been his work. He lit himself on fire. He's not going to live for people to see people appreciate whatever the fuck this Substack link entails. I don't know. Just dumb.
Definitely mentally not there.
Obviously. I mean, sane people don't light themselves on fire. I don't give a fuck how crazy you are. You're on another level.
It makes no difference. Like, no one's going to be talking about it tomorrow. So, like, what was the fucking point?
Yeah, exactly. You lit yourself for nothing. For a man who can give a shit less about you, Donald Trump doesn't give a fuck about the guy.
He doesn't care.
He might show up at the hospital and shake his fucking charred up hand if the guy lived through the night.
Well, it depends. What does his link say?
Wouldn't that be some shit if Donald Trump shook the guy's hand and it just turned to ash and, like, he just wiped it on his shirt and walked away?
Oh, God, man.
It must have been because of what Trump's going through is unfair. That had to have been it. Because, I mean, they did target the guy. They're fucking trying to erase his bank accounts. And they're just attacking the shit out of him. And I'm not a Trump fan. I'm not a Biden fan. I fucking hate everybody in politics. I think they're all liars, scumbag, pieces of shit who don't care. So why do we care about them? Like, why are you lighting yourself on fire? Is what I'm trying to get to, I guess. Let's get back to the story here. So they also struggle with how to communicate how they're feeling at times. So these kids aren't just picky. They don't know how to tell you how they're feeling. So, man, it sounds like a lot of fun in that house.
It sounds a lot like Jenna.
Yeah, but we love her.
I know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't really either.
Oh, Substack's a site where people post articles. A lot of prominent journalists use it.
Oh, Never heard of it. Yeah. See, I'm not into all this nonsense.
So my sister's been less patient with them because she's extremely stressed out but not really doing anything to help her own mental health. I am child-free by choice, but I love kids, and I'm generally really good with them. I tend to pack a lot when I travel, so I have everything I need and then some, including snacks, bandages, first aid supplies, and etc. My sister decided not to pack many snacks or bring them when we went out to the day to different attractions.
That's her problem.
Yeah.
I have never, ever, ever left this house unprepared.
That's true. That is very true. You'll bring shit that I don't even want. I get mad at you because you bring shit for me.
Never leave this house unprepared, man. Like, ever. The day these kids were born. Okay, we got, like, the diaper bag is, like, stocked with shit.
Yeah, like, they're moving out.
There's, like, three fucking outfits. There's multiple bottles. Like, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this kid is going to want for nothing. Yeah. I don't care what the situation is.
Yeah. I always had too many snacks.
I got it covered. Snack, beach, oh my god. 50 million snacks in that fucking thing.
You guys are all snacking away. I've been drinking my water.
Like, I am prepared. Mm-hmm. So this is on the mother for sure, hands down.
Yeah, she just doesn't know what the fuck she's doing.
Yep.
First day, the 9-year-old had a tantrum and refused to eat, including lunch at the dine-in restaurant my sister had booked. I stayed with the older niece and we ate while my sister went outside with the younger one. Things were rough with the younger niece, so they went back to the room. I stayed with the older niece. Eventually, they came back for a bit, but by then they were both tired, and I had missed out on the main attraction I'd wanted to do.
Ugh.
Next day, the younger niece struggled again in the morning. I was able to talk to her and figure out why she was tired and what was really going on, and it happened because of all the walking. It made her upset. I got one of those stroller-type things for the bigger kids so she could take breaks, and I pushed it around most of the day.
See, she's not saying it. These kids are on the spectrum.
There's no quit, you're not saying it, though. Yeah.
You need a stroller. They're having constant meltdowns. Like, the texture thing is a problem.
Because that changes a lot of the story if you bring that up.
If you need that detail. Because, like, we can't go to certain areas, like, to restaurants or whatever. We have to look at the menu, and if, okay, well, this kid doesn't like, okay, so then you bring a Lunchable. You bring whatever. Yeah. You have to.
We pre-plan.
What is wrong with this mom that you're not pre-planning? I don't understand. They're 9 and 11. These aren't toddlers.
Yeah.
At this point, you need to have shit figured out. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. This doesn't make any sense, but you don't pack shit for your kids. I mean, they're 9 and 11. They're not, you know,
Jenna will
1
never,
and 2. You know them by now.
She will never eat at a fast food. She just doesn't like. She will if we make her. Like, Jenna, just eat it.
Yeah.
She's not happy.
It's just a big production. It's not worth it.
So I always pack an extra freaking shit for her and bring it into the restaurant. And then, okay, the rest of the seat. And then she eats. She's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Well, later in the day, she got overwhelmed and had to leave. So my sister left and I stayed with my older niece. The older niece and I went on another ride and then went to a nice dinner together under our meal plan. My younger niece and sister had a nice evening at our resort. When we got back and mentioned a couple of things, my sister was pissed and jealous that we got a nice meal. Today, we had a lower key day, but my sister let the girls stay in the pool for way too long and they refused to do their sunscreen as often as they should.
Mm.
I went to rest in the room. When they came back, my nieces were extremely hyper and my sister was yelling at them to get going so we can go back to the nice restaurant. They left to step outside and asked me to ask them to get ready. I knew that even if they did, it would be a nightmare at the restaurant. We were all hungry. When she came back, I said we should just get food here, and she started yelling at me about how it was so unfair that she kept having to miss things when one of the girls had a tantrum.
They're her kids.
They're your fucking kids. Where's dad?
Seriously, these are her kids.
Where's dad? That's the question.
I don't know.
Yeah. Is this like girls' night out?
But grow up.
No, it's 2024. This fucking dad was gone long ago, man. I mean, seriously. What the fuck? I don't know, man. I ended up leaving and she kept messaging me. She thinks that we should be splitting who leaves when one of them acts out.
No.
I said I'm not parenting, but she insists that's what an aunt would do. Am I the asshole?
No. 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 This mom just sounds like she's in her own world, isn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And is just not... You have to... I just don't understand how you don't prepare for certain things.
I get it, but...
A simple thing as a snack. I don't understand how that's... You don't do that.
It depends how you look at it. Are you looking at it as they're on the spectrum or they're not on the spectrum?
I think one of them is definitely.
Mm-hmm. I'm not the older one. It's got to be the older one. Because she's the one that needs to be in the cart, strolled around and shit.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to say the younger one, because that's the one that freaking is refusing to freaking do anything. And that was meltdowning all the time. I don't know. Dude, something's going on with both of them. Although, it could be the mom. There could be nothing wrong with them, and it's just the mom freaking refusing to freaking pay attention to anything.
It could be, but I would have to disagree and say the sister's an asshole because she knew what these kids were like.
Yeah, but they're not her responsibility. That's not her problem.
It's not, but, I mean, you know how these kids are. You should have expected this shit. You know your sister. Mm-mm. You knew these kids were bad. If I mean, that's like us going up to visit New York.
Yep.
And then you saying, well, we could stay with them for free, or we can get a hotel. I'd say, we're staying at the hotel, and I'd rather pay for it, because I don't want to be around those kids all day. I don't want to be around them all day. We'd have to have our own shit. But, you know, but like, that's me knowing how they are. She knew how the sister was and those kids. She could have easily have said, well, all right, we'll go on vacation together, but here's, I'll get my own room. Example. We can do separate things.
Perfect example. My sister came down here for a long weekend.
Yeah.
And she wanted to see me and the kids, whatever, because we had moved down here. She got herself a hotel, whatever. We went and hung out with her for those couple days, but it was literally a couple hours at a time. And I'm like, okay, I got to get them home. Mm-hmm. Jenna needs to get back home to the house. And she completely understood. Like, she understood, and I had limits. I'm like, okay, yeah, we can be out of the house for this amount of time. I know that I need to get them home. Mm-hmm. And one of the times, Jenna and I came home, and she took Sammy.
Yeah.
And she went to Broadway at the Beach or whatever. Like, she knew that there were limits, and I made sure that she knew that there were and that she was fine. I don't understand what this fucking mother is doing. I don't blame this aunt or whatever, whoever the hell.
I blame not the aunt. She should have expected it, because she knew him.
Yeah, this mother is a fucking moron.
I mean, I'm just going to assume, just based off of what we know from the story, that the mom's a single mom and struggling really hard with these two kids.
And a freaking idiot.
They left the country. I mean, there's just so many things that this sister should have known to prepare herself for a shitty vacation.
If you have kids that have so many issues with different types of food.
Yeah. And you bring them out of the country.
Situations. Why you bring them out of the country? That's bizarre.
Yeah. Our kids have a very picky palate. I'm not going to bring them to Paris and put a fucking plate of whatever weird shit Gordon Ramsay fucking throws up.
Like, absolutely not.
It ain't happening.
I would have, like, Cheez-Its in my backpack. Like, here,
you got the finest Lunchables from America to fucking bring over, you know?
I'd be eating a can of Shepherd. Jenna would be eating a Lunchable. Sam would be eating a fucking grilled cheese sandwich. You'd 100%. Be eating the actual food.
Yeah. Fucking, let me cook the meat right. I'm on it. I'm still saying she's an asshole. She knew how this situation was going to play out. She knew these kids. She wanted a nice vacation and expected.
This is the sister This is the sister trying to take advantage of the situation. She thought she was going to have help, and it's like, you can't.
I see it that way. I do.
You can't just assume I'm going to help you with your freaking kids that you can't control. No.
But all right, let's flip it here. Let's say if your sister, had kids that were 9 and 11, she's a single mom. You guys are out of the country. And the kids are acting out. You can't tell me that you would fucking walk away from them, or from your sister crying her eyes out, or struggling with the kids, or being bad. She's about to, I want to have a good vacation. You would not. I know you wouldn't do it. You would fucking stay there, miserable, bitching to me the whole time. He fucking this fucking bitch. But you would do it so your sister could have a good time. She's an asshole. She knew the situation. She's an asshole.
But that's me. And I would be like, okay.
But that's the right thing to do. We'll do you
because I know the struggle. But this woman doesn't know this. She doesn't have kids. She chose not to have kids. She doesn't want kids.
There's a situation.
So this is not her problem.
Like, there's a situation where the sister isn't the asshole. Let's say if this other sister comes over her house every weekend and parties and is like, can you watch my kids? I'm just going to let my hair down at your house and party. You know, woo. Or fucking, you're just like dropping the kids off randomly. Oh, well, you watched them last weekend, so I just assumed you'd be free this weekend. See you later. That's taking advantage of someone, not this. This is not. She should have known. They're in a foreign country. She's alone with these kids. All she has is you as a sister. You got to fucking help your sister out.
No.
And if you wanted a fun vacation, you should have gone by your fucking self or without those damn kids that you knew are a problem. She's an asshole, man.
Not 100%. An asshole.
What do you guys think?
Not an asshole,
donkey.
Man.
Donkey. Oh, wait. Donkey means, donkey. I've heard that. Donkey of the day. It's like a phrase that some fucking radio guy uses. I've seen it on World Star Hip Hop. I love that site. Always some good fights on there. I am firm on asshole on this.
I'm firm on not.
Yeah, definitely an asshole. Yeah. But obviously, I'm wrong. I can't get these right, but I'm sticking to the asshole.
No.
Oh, Chef Ramsay said, "You donkey."
Yeah, he... Dude, I love Ramsay.
He put the bread by the girl's side, each side of her head. What am I? What am I? I'm an idiot sandwich. That was a good one.
I love Hell's Kitchen, man.
So what do you got planned for the next couple of days?
I don't know. Today's Friday. I'm caught up on all my shit. Hmm. Literally. I'm caught up on all my stuff. Yeah. So there's nothing.
I'm going to be working, of course, this weekend, which sucks, but, you know, it is what it is. And I have to
tell you what we're not doing. We're not getting the fucking cabbage paint.
We're not. Hell the fuck no. We're going to have $3,000 extra in our pocket. I can't believe they want to charge $3,000 for a couple fucking cabinets. Give me a break. This bullshit, man. Give me a fucking... The business must be slow, huh, people? That's how, you know... They did a great job with what we asked for, but, man, never again with that shit. Never again. But now I'm going to be working. I'm going to be trying to get into some TV shows. Like, I got to finish that Veep show. Just get it out of the way and going to move on to some other stuff here. I know people have been sending some... there's a Courtney Cox show where she's like older and looks like shit, but it looks like a good show. I want to check
Shining
it out.
Shining Vale?
That's the one. It looks good.
I watched the first season. It was really, really good.
Second season's supposed to be coming out eventually.
Second season's already out.
Is it? Oh, damn.
I never watched it.
Oh, well, I'm going to start watching season one, so now you're going to be like, oh, it wasn't that good anymore, because I'm going to like it.
I said it was good.
Yeah.
I actually really liked it. I was talking to someone in Discord about it.
You're gonna change your mind when I say it's a good show. You're going to be like, you know, I had a couple of beers that night.
My God. It was good. I actually liked it because it was a little like weird and creepy. It was good.
Yeah, it looks different. Really interesting. I'm going to check it out, and that'll be the next thing I watch here. So I don't know, man. I'm just trying to figure it out day by day here. I'm just so fucking miserable right now with everything. But
yeah,
these Friday podcasts, the live shows especially, are really fun. And yeah, done.
This is too goddamn late for me.
Yeah, you don't want to do these shows too late anymore. So, what's your kickout time? Is 7 o'clock is like the latest you want to do these shows? Yeah, my schedule is screwing things
up.
It's
after 9 o'clock right now. Yeah. Like the kids are out there waiting for me right now.
Yeah, they're waiting for you. No, you're talking about the couch.
No, I'm talking about the kids. It's popcorn night and stuff. Like they're waiting on me.
Yeah, so we're gonna figure this out. I think we're just gonna change the day
to Monday.
We're thinking it'll be Mondays is what we might change. Just for the meantime until things change again. But, you know, we love doing the live shows. We have a lot of fun doing them. We love you guys coming in there and the interaction, all that good stuff. So we're going to figure out and we'll give you a set time or day next week. And we'll figure it out. But until then.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and voiceofmiserypodcast@gmail.com.